This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
It's time for another edition of Bikes Around Town, where we talk with folks on two wheels on Tucson streets.
My name is Lupita Chavez. I work with the Pima County Public Library, and people are most familiar with me because of the bike I ride. It's the Rose Bike, appropriately named based on the fact that it has roses all over it, built originally as a mobile altar, and now it's used by me just because I love it.
Can you talk a little bit more about the inspiration for the bike and also the history as a mobile altar?
My boyfriend is Zeke, and he is a metal artist and a bicyclist. So most people are familiar with him based on a different bike that he built, which was the Bat Bike, because it had a 12-foot wingspan of bat wings and it threw fire. This one was completely different. He lost a really important friend and somebody that was really loved in his community. And so he built this bike as an altar to her. So if anybody has seen it, they can see in the back, it looks very much like a lot of the altars that you see with candles.
What are some of your favorite memories on the bike, or how do you find that people sort of react to it when you're out and about?
What I really love is that it just gives everybody joy. I mean, there's nothing negative about the Rose Bike. And I love the fact that it is an altar because I've used it as such during a couple of Black Lives Matter rides. But in addition to that, I have the speaker on it. And I just love to play music that makes people happy. A lot of it is because of the memories, because there's some older music, and it's just fun. And that's how it makes people feel when they see it. The Cyclovia that went to Banner Hospital, I was riding actually with my friend, who is the person who brought the book bike to Tucson. And we were playing Bohemian Rhapsody. And there's that part where it's very, very frightening. And then there's like a choral group that joins in. We went right past a group of singers right as that point came up, and they sung with it just perfectly. And it was like one of those things that feels like you're in a movie. It's so much fun. I mean, I originally started doing it just for events. And then during COVID, I would just hop on the bike and play music, and I would ride around downtown because, I don't know, I think people were really sad for really, really good reasons. Our people that we hang out with, we are all gatherers, always listening to music and always spending time together. And I was really missing that. And that was one way of me getting some of that back and giving some of that back.
Well, hopefully people will wave and say hello if they see you riding around town.
I hope so. I hope so. The last Cyclovia in March was on my birthday. We were actually planning on going out of town until we got the flyers about Cyclovia. And then we were trying to decide what to do. And then he said, it's on your birthday. And it actually goes right in front of our house. So he surprised me by putting up those big banners that said, shout happy birthday to Lupita. But having people yell happy birthday to me really surprised me because I thought, how do they know that I'm Lupita? That is so weird. And then two of my friends were like, you're so silly. Look, and they showed me the flyers. And it was so much fun because that's my new neighborhood now. Mm-hmm. That was the best Cyclovia for me, but also because it was that first one after, you know, we hadn't been able to do any for a long time. It just was perfect.
Well, maybe we'll see you at Cyclovia on October 30th.
Oh, you definitely will. Absolutely. I plan on being there, playing my music as loud as possible and seeing who I can get to dance.
Pedaling the Pueblo is brought to you by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.